SBS Radio.
Justice for Faisal, bring them here. Justice for Faisal, bring them here. Justice for Faisal, bring them here.
Pinangunahan ng mga tagapag-organisa ang mga taong lumahok sa rally na manawagan upang ang mga asylum seeker at mga refugee na kasalukuyang nasa mga kampo sa labas ng Australia ay maipabalik sa mainland ng Australia. Nanawagan sa pamahalang Turnbull si Chris Breen mula sa Refugee Action Collective na ipasara ang mga sentrong pangdetensyon sa labas ng bansa.
Faisal's death is just the fourth on Manus Island. It's part of a growing refugee movement that the Turnbull government really needs to take note of. Faisal shouldn't have been on Manus Island. It was declared illegal in April. If Turnbull had respected PNG's laws and acted then, Faisal would still be alive. We are calling on the Turnbull government to end this obscenity, shut Manus and shut Nauru and bring the refugees here.
Sinabi ni Breen na ang bilang ng mga dumalo sa rally ay nagpapahiwatig ng lumalaking sentimiento ng mga Australiano.
It's been an excellent response. I think there's probably 300 people here at very short notice at a slow time of the year. And I think it's a growing sign of the anger over what continues the cruelty on Manus Island.
Sinabi ni Aladdin Al-Malik mula sa Sudanese Community Association of Victoria na ang mga refugee ay nangangailangan ng mahusay na pangangalaga. Sinabi ni Al-Malik na kailangang dagdagan pa ng pamahalaan ang mga ginagawa nito upang maiwasang mangyari ang karagdagang mga pagkamatay.
My message to the government today is to look into these cases from a human eye point of view. Is not just as a number, because Faisal was treated as a number, but we want them to look at the each case as individual. These people coming here seeking refuge, seeking safety and peace, and seeking better life. They're not coming here to be kept in detention. They're not coming here to die.
Nangako ang nagpoprotestang si Judy Carroll na ipagpapatuloy ang paglaban para sa pagbabago.
We are outraged at the government's actions, and we have been for years. We want all the detention centres offshore closed, and those people brought to Australian detention centres where they can be in better conditions and where they can be processed quicker. There is no reason to keep them in detention for so long. It's cruel.
SBS. SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS. SBS Radio.